The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Beis records a stira between Mishnah and Braisa. The Mishnah seems to say that dinei mamonis, that mandatory cases require drisha v'chakira. They require bastin to check the edim and ask them exactly where the event they observed took place and exactly when the event they observed took place. Whereas the Braisa seems to say that bastin is not required to ask the edim when these things took place, and in fact that sometimes even if the edim respond and say, well, it took place on a certain time, at least if it's in a shtar, so we actually assume that it's not literal, that it took place at a different time, and that does not throw the testimony of the edim into question whatsoever. And so again, the Mishnah says that Basin needs to investigate. The Braisa seems to say that this investigation is pointless, because even if we discover that the Edom could not have observed the action that they claimed they observed at the time that they claimed and the place that they claimed, it's the Shtar, the Edos, is still kosher, and we accept it in Basin. So the Gemara resolves the Stira by telling us that Midiraisa, Edom require Drisha v'chakira, which means that Midiraisa, presumably a Shtar, requires the time and the place to be written with precision. There's no room in the Araisa for post-dating the shtar, the same way that there's no room for pre-dating the shtar. One has to write the exact date and the exact place that the event was observed in the shtar. And if those do not correspond to the reality, then the Edom who signed the shtar can become Edom Zomimin. That's what the Gemara seems to suggest. And it's only Midirabbanon that we eliminated the requirement for drisha v'chakira by dinei mamonis, and therefore we are able to be machshir post-dated shtaros, and therefore, if the time and place that are written in the shtar do not correspond to the time and place of the loan, to the time and place of the edim who signed in the shtar, so the shtar remains kosher. That seems to be the surface reading of the Gemara. And indeed, that's the way the Reb Chaim explains that the Rambam read the Gemara. However, the Ramban seems to have read the Gemara differently, as quoted by the Sefer HaTrumos. According to the Ramban, the Gemara is dealing with something entirely different. According to the Ramban, when we say that Midiraisa, Dinei Mamonis, require Drisha V'Chakira, we don't mean that Bastin imposes a requirement on dinei mamonis that the edim state all the seven things about the time and the place that they observed the event happening. Rather, what we mean to say that dinei mamonis need drisha v'chakira is that if the edim volunteered this information, if the edim volunteered to tell us the time and the place at which they observed the event, and the edim subsequently are turned into zomimin or are mukhash or are contradicted about the time and place, then Midiraisa there is potential for their edus to become null and void. In other words, Basin does not demand this information from them. However, if they volunteer the information, then it can be used against them. Anything that they say can be used against them in court. Midirabbanon, however, we go a step further. We say that in Dini Mamonis, as opposed to Dini Nefashos, in Dini Mamonis, if the Edom volunteer the information about the time and the place that they observed the event, and then other Edom come and make them into Zomimin, other Edom come and are makish them and say that at that time and that place no such event happened, even so, says the Ramban, their Edos remains kosher. Meaning not only do we say that Edos where there's hakasha in the bedikos, in what color clothing this person or that person was wearing, what color the coins were, that were lent, but even if they were mukhash, even if they disagreed or if they were contradicted about the time and the place of the testimony, they remain kosher. Okay, you can look in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph, discussion, diyuta elyona, diyuta tachtona, if one aide says it was a top attic, one aide says it's a bottom attic, so they still can be mitzdarif. That maybe is a little bit of a riot to this. But basically the shita of the Ramban is that Edim by Dini Mamonis cannot necessarily be contradicted in terms of the time and the place, or at least by a shtar, they can't be contradicted in this way. So we have here the shitos of the Rambam and of the Ramban in terms of whether the maskana edim who become zomimin by dini mamonis are considered zomimin, are they considered contradicted, or are they not considered contradicted? Now, Reb Chaim says this is parallel to another critical machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. From the outset of the Gemara seems to assume that a shtar is subject to the same laws of Eidos as a regular Eidos Baal Peh. In other words, just like the Mishnah says Dine Mamonis needs Drisha V'Chakira when witnesses are testifying by word of mouth, so too we assume that witnesses who sign their names in a shtar also require Drisha V'Chakira. And therefore the Eidim have to write down the precise time and the precise place where they observed the event that they're testifying about. In the Midrash Rabbanan we say they don't need to do that. Now this is very interesting, because we know that there are we know that let's say a get or a shtar kiddushin does not require zman. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Zayin seems to say explicitly that these shtaros of ishos do not require zman. So this is very interesting. Our Gemara sounds like shtaros require zman. It's part of the drisha v'chakira. The Gemara in Gittin seems to say that shtaros do not require zman. So how do we resolve this contradiction between our Gemara and the Gemara in Gittin? So Zot Reb Chaim as follows. For the Rambam, it's very easy to resolve this contradiction, because the Rambam holds that the only type of Eidos that's kosher mediraisa in the shtar is Eidos which is meant to be mekayim the maisa, meaning a kedushin can only take place if two Eidim are present. And a kedushin b'shtar can only take place if there are two Eidim who are present via the shtar. So the purpose of the Eidim in a shtar kedushin is primarily to enable the kedushin to take place. It's not to testify that the kedushin took place. It's not to make it clear to any court that views this document later on that a kedushin took place. But rather, the purpose of the Eidim are by their presence to let the kedushin go forward. And a secondary characteristic of their signatures on the shtar is that there is a certification going forwards that the kedushin actually took place. This, for the Rambam, is the only type of shtar which works mediraisa. All other shtaris, work only midrabanan. If Eidim write a shtar to certify that a sale took place or that a loan took place, but the shtar is not actually creating the sale or creating the loan, says the Rambam, that shtar will be pasul midiraisa, because the pasuk says mipihem, that you have to hear testimony from the mouth of the Eidim, velomi piksavim, and not from the mouth of their writing, not from the mouth of their penmanship. So therefore, for the Rambam, there's two distinct types of shtaros. There's a shtar kiyum, which works midiraisa, and then there's a shtar raya, a shtar which simply proves that something happens, but which doesn't actually contribute to that thing happening. And that, says the Rambam, a shtar raya only works midrabanan. So based on this, says Reb Chaim, the stira between Gemara and Gittin and our Gemara and Sanhedrin is resolved very nicely. In Gittin, when we say that you don't need the zman in a shtar, that's talking about a shtar kiyum, a shtar which actually contributes towards something taking place. And for such a shtar, we suspend many of the rules of testimony, because the Eidim are functioning in a different way than an ordinary pair of Eidim who come to court to testify about something that happened. So of course, such a shtar doesn't need zman. And if it happens to be that we're using the shtar as proof later on that the maisa took place, then we still suspend the requirement of zman, because the identity of the shtar, the identity of the Eidos in the shtar, is set by what they're coming to do, which is to enable the mindset to go forward. But a shtar whose entire purpose is for raya, according to the Rambam, a shtar which is primarily to certify that a particular event took place, is subject to all the same requirements of Eidos. And that's the type of shtar that our Gemara is talking about, a shtar halva, a shtar which says that Reuben borrowed money from Shimon. This shtar doesn't contribute to the loans happening, the shtar merely certifies and documents the existence of such a loan. In such a case, says Reb Chaim, the shtar is indeed subject to all of the halachos of Eidos Bal Peh, at least midiraisa, and therefore it would require drisha v'chakira, if not for the fact that the Rabbanon suspended this requirement. However, the Ramban holds that a shtar raya and a shtar kiyum essentially are governed by the same halachis. They're governed by the same halachis. The Ramban has a kash on the Rambam. How can you, the Rambam, say that shtarais don't work midiraisa because mi piyam below mi piksavam? Don't we rely on gittin, shtar, shtari get, and shtari kedushin to certify and document that a kedushin took place? We certainly do. So the Ramban, by asking this question, clearly sees that there's no difference. We can bring a raya from the existence of a shtar kiyum to the acceptability of a shtar raya. He doesn't distinguish between them and say, no, shtar kiyum for sure works because its primary purpose is to create an event, and a shtar raya doesn't. The Ramban holds that they're the same. Im kein, so we remain with this stira between the Gemara and Gittin that says a shtar is don't need his man, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which seems to suggest that shtaris need to be iata yochol azima, it has to be impassable to be mazim shtaris, which means that they need to have a particular man. So to that, says Reb Chaim, going back to the original machlokus between the Ramban and the Rambam about pshan and our Gemara, that's what we need to resolve this kasha on the Ramban, this stira from Gittin to Sanhedrin within the Shitas Ramban. According to the Ramban, shtari mamoin, shtari raya, just like shtari gittin v'kedushin and all shtari kiyum, do not require a zman. And when the Gemara says that there's a stira between dini, the Mishnah, which says that they require drisha v'chakira, and the Braisa, which says that they don't, all that means is that if they volunteer the information, if they choose to write the zman, so then they can be contradicted. But they don't need to write the zman. So our Gemara is the same as the Gemara in Gittin. In Gittin, They don't need to write this man with the Araisa. If they write this man, they can become Zoymimin. If they write this man, they can become Mukhashim. In our Gemara also, Zakhtar B'chaim, they don't need to write this man. All that the Gemara means to say is that the Mishnah suggests that there's a possibility, if they volunteer this man, for them to be contradicted thereby. And the Braisa suggests that even if they write this man, even if they write it down, they still can't be contradicted because we assume that maybe they post-dated the shtar. Ah, and then the maskana we say that midrabbanon inachinami, they can't even be contradicted if they volunteer this information, at least when it's in a shtar. So now the Ramban and the Rambam are the shitasam and these two machlokos. The Rambam holds that there's a distinction between shtari raya and shtari kiyum. Memela Arsug is talking about shtari raya, so we can have a higher requirement that we can say that midiraisa, there's a requirement that shtaris have drisha v'chakir, midirabbanon, we suspend that requirement. But really, if they volunteer the information, they can be contradicted. The Ramban holds that shtari kiyum and shtari raya are the same. Memela, the default position has to be that just like shtari kiyum don't require a zman lechatchila, shtari raya don't need such a zman either. Memelo, when our Gemara has a havamina that dini mamonis are subject to drisha v'chakira, that can't mean that they need to write the zman lechatchila on a shtar mamon. But rather, it must mean that if they volunteer the zman, they can be contradicted. And when the Rabbanon undid that din d'oraisa, what they simply meant to do was to say that they can't even be contradicted if they volunteer this information in a shtar.